Maybe you don't know how and where to start. It may be simpler than you think. The biggest obstacle is when we make it complicated. If we do it how Jesus did it, then we won't face any hang-ups in how to do it. But I don't know how to heal the sick. If you want to do the same or the greater works than Jesus did, then it makes sense that we need to do it in the same way as he did. Jesus never prayed to the Father, please heal this man, etc. He always commanded or just spoke to the sick or the sickness. So we can do the same. Or some people just thank God for the healing, referring to his accomplished work on the cross. We read in Mark 9, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, Deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. And he became as one dead. So that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Jesus gave an authoritative command to the demon. Demons manifest to scare and intimidate, to get you to stop doing what you're doing. Don't be fooled by their manifestations. Keep going, don't give up. I know of somebody who prayed for a woman who was in pain. It was a demonic issue and not a sickness. And the demon said to the one who prayed, you're not very good at that, are you? But he carried on commanding the demon to leave, and it did leave in the end, and the woman was free from her pains. Jesus says in Matthew 17, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. We all have our own mountain. Little faith moves that mountain. Jesus told us to speak to the mountain, not to God, about our mountain. If the smallest amount of faith can move a mountain, then you don't need to get more and more faith. Our speech has an incredible power. We can tear somebody down and hurt a person, or we can build somebody up and encourage a person with our tongue. Proverbs 18 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. You can even look up on YouTube how they did a scientific speech experiment with water. There are a few different ones where they spoke to water. They had two cups of water and spoke to both of them individually. One cup they addressed and said, you are a good water. I bless you, water. You are helpful and important, etc. To the other cup, they spoke bad words over it. They cursed the water and said, you are rubbish, you are bad and useless, etc. After that, they froze both cups in the freezer. When they took it out, they analyzed the frozen crystals of the blessed water, and it looked beautiful and centric, whereas the cursed crystals looked all completely distorted and misshapen. If we have such an impact to water, then do you think when we speak to human beings or illnesses, etc., that won't take effect? And then if we speak words from the word of God with the authority of God, how much more powerful is the effect of it? T.L. Osborne says, never ask God to do what he has told you to do. Never ask God to do what he has already done. You can ask God to help you and to equip you. That's totally different. The Bible says in Matthew 10, and as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. If we have freely received, that means we have not worked for it in prayer or in any other way. It was free. If you pray for the sick with that attitude, then you basis for the healing relies 100% on what Jesus had done on the cross, and therefore that person likely may be healed. Never rely on how holy you are or how much you have prayed or fasted, etc. Jesus' stripes are what we rely on. After Peter and John prayed for the lame, they said, "Why look so intently at us, as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk?" We never rely on our own godliness or any form of merit, but 100% on what Jesus paid for. It has nothing really to do with us. It just happens God has chosen us as his tool in his hand. And always remember Galatians 5, where it says, "Faith is working through love." Love is always our motive and engine, as God is love. If you have love, then your mission is always successful, even if the sick didn't get healed, because love never fails. And especially when the person gets healed, it affects them, as people have such wrong and distorted views about God. Their life experiences, wounds, and disappointments mixed with unbelief forms a bad opinion of God. Psalm 34 says, "Oh, taste and see the Lord is good." And especially when they get healed, they taste God's goodness and realize that God loves them. If you argue theology with people, then you won't achieve anything. But if you demonstrate love, that will go a long way. Thank you very much for watching. Our next question will be, but do we really have the authority and the power over sickness and demons? That talk will be essential in healing the sick, where we are going to shed light on two important Greek words, which will give us much more confidence to pray for the sick and cast out demons. See you soon.